Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Vegas has a way of teaching us about visibility. And you know me, I love me some visibility. It's got one block, it's got thousands of entertainment options, yet the ones that are remembered are the ones that are typically referred. When there are a ton of options, you can't just pick the first thing you see. You have to get recommendations. So of course, we went to Vegas with a list of recommendations, and the ones that were the smallest and almost the ones that were the least visible were the ones that got our attention and our money. Not because they were quiet about it by any means, but because they were so value-packed that it came recommended. So obviously, I'm turning my lessons from the Strip into lessons in business, and I'm sharing them all with you in this episode called Viva Las Vegas, Lessons in Visibility from the Strip. So let me set the stage for you. We landed in Vegas in the evening. Technically it was our evening here in New York. So we left Albany at 5. It took about 4.5 hours, I believe, to get to Vegas. But it was about 7:30, I think, when we got to Vegas. So it wasn't, you know, bright lights, big city, the Vegas that you may think in the evening yet. So we got there, got our rental car. The flight was a direct flight from Albany to Vegas. So that was cool. A little bit of turbulence, not a big deal, but you're here. How I prepare for that in my last episode. So hopefully you go back and check that out if you haven't listened to it yet. But the energy was still amazing. Got the rental car, got to the hotel, and everything was just like so close. And it was funny, even flying in, you can see that Vegas is like one big square in a desert. It's a square of awesomeness in the middle of a desert with mountains all over. It was really cool, actually, how it looks from the aerial view. But essentially, we only spent 2 days. I've been to Vegas before. We spent 2 days there prior to going to LA. And I learned a pretty valuable lesson about visibility, authenticity, and what it means to stand out and be so good that you're referred in Las Vegas. It was actually kind of cool. So, all right. So it made me think about business because there's so many options. And it was a little overwhelming. My daughter had a hard time with it. My husband and I, adults, were fine. You know, I really wanted to see a couple of things in Vegas. My husband had a list of things that we were told you have to see these. And I'm like, okay, we'll pick a couple of things. I won't get into all the things we did. We saw Blue Man Group. We walked the Strip. We saw, you know, the Bellagio, the Fountain, stuff like that. Went to Sugar something. It was a restaurant. A couple of things there were other things that were referred, but we really had a day and a half. What I wanted to do was mostly rest and chill and then see the Strip like once and do a couple things. So we pretty much did what I wanted to. There's a couple things I missed because I thought we were going back at the end of the trip, but we ended up staying in LA and flying home from LA. That's a whole different story. It was actually a good story. So not that big a deal though. But so we missed a couple things that I would have liked to do, but really it was the small moments for me that made it more enjoyable. I know in life and in business, especially on LinkedIn and in visibility, if you're not bold, you get lost in the noise. So you would think in a place like Las Vegas, and this is true though, you have to be big and bold to get attention because you're competing with so many other entertainment spots. You have to have the biggest billboard, the brightest lights, the girls in fucking thongs out in front of your entertainment, shaking their butts bring in attention, to bring in customers, I assume. And no offense, they were gorgeous and their feathers were beautiful, beautiful. These like showgirl looking styled outfits, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. But you really had to stand out. But there were a couple places like in between the hotels, you know, some of the hotels are connected, that was almost like they look like malls, like little baby hallway malls. Art galleries, a jewelry store that I ended up getting the most beautiful necklace and earrings for $40. They were $88 half off. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? So it's like the place that was so in your face and overwhelming and desperate for attention, essentially, that's the energy in Vegas, I feel like, go big or go home kind of situation. I found my happiest moments were these small, small intimate moments with less people, less in your face and less flash. But it was exactly, the things were exactly what I needed. And obviously you can find anything you need in Vegas, but it was just the things that I found, you know, like even like the pool at the hotel. Of course it's crowded first thing in the morning, but at 9 a.m. it's, you know, 90 degrees there. And it was the seating, the sand in my toes, the sun on my face, the sounds of the wave pool and the kids playing. That was my most enjoyable moments of Las Vegas. I'm not a big gambler. I don't really drink. So Vegas probably wasn't the place for me, but I lost $20 of my money and $20 of my friend's money. And I think, was it Vegas or nope, I didn't even drink at all in Vegas, actually. So I did have a Corona Light while we traveled in LA and a glass of Prosecco, but that was not in Las Vegas. So, I mean, it was like the little things that actually brought me more joy. And the things like the hospitality, the convenience of anything you need was probably like, you know, 20 feet away. Those are the things you actually really remember. So there were some moments that, so this really made me think business lessons because, you know me, entrepreneurship, business, all the things. So here are my lessons. I got three big ones. One is bold visibility matters. I posted about this actually while in Vegas on LinkedIn. Maybe I'll put the post in the show notes. Bold visibility matters because you can't be the best kept secret and expect to win. Right. So this is like the first half of what I experienced. Like visibility matters. Being bold, taking risks, sparkling, maybe not flashy, like look at me, pick me girl kind of energy. If you have teenagers, you know what I mean. But more, you still have to be visible. You cannot be the best kept secret and nobody know about you. Or that's obviously the best kept secret. You can't be the best kept secret and have a successful business. You can't. I mean, word of mouth is great. So you could have a decent business, right? A pay the bills business. But if you've got bigger goals beyond paying your bills, you can't be the best kept secret. You have to get more visibility. You have to have an email list. You have to be on LinkedIn. You have to have a way to communicate with new audience members. Partnerships, podcasts, content, whatever. You know me, I'm not an advocate for being on every platform, but what's your main platform and go all in and then have a backup platform, right? So I go all in on LinkedIn and I go medium in on Instagram, right? But I have my podcast, I have my email list, and I have my books, right? So, and stages, you know, whatever. So I have multiple ways that I connect to audiences to bring people in because visibility matters. And the bold side of this bold lesson, being bold and being in your face, is essentially what you're doing with your brand. My tutus, my glasses, the different colors, the confetti cannons that I roll with, the energy that I bring, that is bold. I'm not a big like swear in your face person. I used to swear all the time and I kind of like, I don't know, calm that down a little bit. But I am very, I guess, like in your face with my energy and how I communicate. But I'm not, it's not a desperate energy. It's not a look at me flashy. It's a walk in with confidence. I may have some pow pants on and I may have hot pink high heels or have a confetti cannon in my hand. But I'm also extremely grounded in my energy and my certainty that I not only pack a punch with my appearance and my brand, but the value I bring to my clients and to the room is also just as bold and confident. So you have to be visible. Bold visibility matters. That's your brand and that's your marketing. So if you don't have your brand, your marketing, your messaging, and your means of communication, like platform-wise, locked in and consistent, step one, figure that out and get going. I'm happy to help you with that. Find me on LinkedIn, DM me, whatever. We'll talk. Second lesson, value creates word of mouth. So when I say the biggest, boldest ones didn't necessarily get my business, it was the ones that were referred to me. I still didn't go to the ones I'd never heard of and I never found. Right? There was a few, like a restaurant that was recommended. I had no idea where the fuck it was. I was like, I can't even find this place. So that's why visibility matters too, right? However, the value that some of these things created for me. So now when someone says to me, what do you recommend? Did you like your hotel? Do you like this? Do you like that? Yeah, I'm going to recommend the hotel. I'm going to recommend the rental car. I'm going to recommend one of the restaurants. I'm going to recommend the art gallery, the jewelry shop, one of the experiences. Like, yeah, I'm going to recommend a few things. Like, and they don't pay me for this, so I'm not going to say it on the podcast. If you are going to Vegas and are curious, feel free to ask. But the value, the hospitality, it really does create an explosion of business, because if people love the experience, if they have a good time, they're going to tell their friends. So obviously you can be fantastic. You can be, like I said earlier, the best kept secret and still provide tons of value, but it's only going to get you so far. So bold visibility while simultaneously creating a value so high of such a level of excellence that everybody's talking. All right. The third lesson is about your legacy and the longevity in business. Vegas obviously has people coming back. They've got good things. They got not so good things. But yet people still come back because they are one thing consistent. Now, they are consistent and focused. So maybe they're two things, but really it's about the consistency. So we know what we're getting from Vegas. I mean, there's other things in Vegas too beyond, you know, the partying, because I really didn't party in Vegas and I had a really good time. For me, they are... most of the places that are really good there thrive on excellence, have great hospitality, customer service, client experience, but they're really consistent with it. And you can be great for a month. You're never going to have longevity in business. You're never going to create a legacy by being good for a month. If we get more granular with it, consistency in your content. You do a 30-day LinkedIn challenge and then drop off the face of the earth. You're not going to build lasting impressions with the algorithm or the community. If you write a book and then just disappear and don't promote the book, don't speak to the book, your book is never going to get read by the amount of people in order to make you a successful, long-standing author. Same with stages. Like if everything is consistent, like if you're not going to make money if you don't consistently sell something, right? So Vegas has done a great job of being consistent with their messaging, their brand, and their return on your investment. Even though people go there and lose a lot of money, right? If you're going and gambling, people come home and lose a lot of money. But Vegas doesn't say you're going to come here and win a lot of money. They say you're going to come here and have a good time, right? Like, I don't know if that's their marketing. That's what my thought is like you're going to have a good time. It's going to be flashy, bright lights, big city, all the things. But essentially, it's the experience that they have that keeps the regulars coming back. Like I met a couple that have been going to Vegas for 20 years. And I'm like, why do you keep coming back? And it's like, because we love it here. The hotels, they get better every year. They're clean. You know, like there's everything you need in one-stop shop kind of thing. They got coffee. They got lunch. They got dinner. They got entertainment. They got dancing. They got museums, shopping. Everything you want is in one strip. And so Vegas is known for pretty much like having everything you want right there in that block. They kind of have to. They have no other choice. So if you want a business that stands the test of time and that maybe outlasts some of your competition or does more than just pay the bills. You want to create a legacy with this business, consistency in all of your efforts is what's going to get you there. There's so many other things, of course, that'll get you there, but that's just my lessons from Vegas. So, I mean, essentially, bold visibility, it matters. Creating value and an experience that gets people talking, gets people coming back, it gets people talking. So value, visibility, and then, of course, consistency is what keeps it going, right? Keeps us all going. And your visibility may change, right? The platforms you use, the branding, the colors, whatever, that can change. The value should always increase. And that shouldn't change, but it could elevate and get better. And all of that together, that consistency, rinse and repeat, elevate, all the things will give you the longevity you need to be in business and never have to go back to a 9-to-5. Because I know a lot of you have side hustles, are reformed 9-to-5ers like me. And one of our fears in business is having to go back and get a job, right? And in times like these, especially right now where things are a little slower, maybe because it's sales, it's the summertime, or because, you know, what's happening in the world, like business ebbs and flows. And if you want it to always be flowing in a positive way, you have to be consistent. Of course, you could take vacations. I didn't post every day, all day while I was away. I only posted once this week so far, but I've been doing it for 15 years. So I can take a week off of LinkedIn and my algorithm's not going to be that much different than it was the week before. But I know that when I post consistently and I engage almost daily, it boosts everything. So keep that in mind. These lessons were mostly about branding and visibility, but consistency is the thing that really stands out for me, to be honest, right? Vegas is consistent. They have great things, great excellence. That word of mouth, it travels. It got all the way to me in New York, and I left with a list of things that people recommended. And when you got there, it was the bold visibility. It was the in-your-face bright lights that attracted me. But what would keep me going back are the things that I found joy in. The pool, the cleanliness of it, the sun and the hospitality, the meals, the small hidden treasures like the jewelry shop and the ladies and how cool they were, and just the convenience of it all. So would I go back to Vegas? I think I learned the lessons I need to from Vegas. Maybe if I had like a girls trip and we were doing like a show or seeing a concert or somebody in residency or something, maybe it would be for a specific event. It wouldn't just be for vacation, but I had a great time and I learned a valuable lesson in business that I'm going to start to infuse going forward. I love it. So talk to me about your business and brand. Are you playing small? Have you been the best kept secret? What's your Vegas moment, right? What's your big and bold to draw them in, but consistency and awesomeness and experience that keeps your clients, right? Like, how are you bringing the clients in? How are you grabbing their attention? How are you keeping their attention in order to make your business a lasting one, a very successful one? I love it. I love this conversation. This was actually one of the few posts I put out on LinkedIn because it just hit me. It was just such a strong moment when I kind of like came to this. And it's not like something new, but it's something we need to visit often. I love it. All right, friends, share this episode with anyone who needs to have that visibility conversation, is in business, it's not booming, or they want to boom to the next level and they're not sure where to even start. I'd love to have a conversation with you, with anyone, your network, whoever, about visibility and the branding, LinkedIn, all the things. All right. And then stay tuned for my next episode because this is the one I recorded live from the terrace in LA, Beverly Hills, state of mind. I cannot wait for you to hear this experience. It's going to be awesome. All right. Thanks for giving me your time, friends. And until you hear from me again, keep owning your awesome.